Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The facilities at the current Texas Game Warden Academy are limited.
We're on about 6.25 acres in downtown Austin. We have a dormitory, we have a classroom, and we have an administrative office. Other than that, we do a little physical training.
Randy Odom is chief of training. The center is next to an Austin neighborhood, so most of the training is off-site, and that presents challenges to instructors and cadets alike.
Currently, if we have someone that, say, for instance, has a problem with firearms training, we have to schedule the range, go after hours, go on the weekends.
Odom says accessing off-site training locations involves hours on the road that could be spent honing skills.
We are in the process now of calculating all of our travel time. We have to travel to a range, from a range. It costs us per diem to pay cadets to be out of county for firing range access. Travel time is built into there, so it cuts into our training time.
The firing range is only one aspect of cadet training that occurs away from the academy, but that's about to change.
This facility in Hamilton County was donated to us by the Police Activities League out of Houston.
And we'll tell you all about the new Game Warden Training Center tomorrow. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.